Feral swine are all over the Lake Leatherwood watershed in western Carroll County. Wild hogs are destructive, have few predators, and reproduce quickly. And, as Jacqueline Froelich with Arkansas Public Media reports, they pack a lot of infectious disease.
Doug Stowe and spouse Jean Elderwin live on a forested ridge above Leatherwood Creek.
And we started noticing that our rock walls that my wife and I had been tending for 30 years were being pushed aside and toppled and the dirt thrown aside.
Wild pigs are roughing up their carefully tended landscape. The couple contacted the county quorum court. No response so far, but their friend, Ken Anderson, a feral swine hunter, has agreed to help.
State of Arkansas says that they are a nuisance and vermin.
5 million feral swine, descendants of Eurasian wild boar, either domestic escapees or released by hunters for sport, are affecting 39 states, especially in the southeast. Wild hogs are voracious. They root and wallow farm fields and forests and devour vulnerable livestock and wildlife. Although Arkansas wildlife agencies are collaborating to contain the situation, Carroll County locals believe as many as 2,000 wild hogs may be breeding in the craggy spring-fed hollows of Leatherwood watershed. Sows can produce up to 2 litters of 6 piglets per season, and Ken Anderson knows hunting only disperses herds and relocating them is illegal, so he's installed a metal corral trap baited with sweet corn on Doug Stowe's place to catch and shoot them. A mile west, feral swine are also infesting Lake Leatherwood Park, a historic 1,600-acre city preserve operated by Eureka Springs. Parks and Recreation Director Justin Huss is charged with removing them.
We even have locals that refer to it as Jurassic Park because it's so raw and untouched. You'll see where they've just come through en route. Looks kind of like a rototiller came through the area.
He plans to coordinate a response later this autumn, but until then, local hunters and trappers across Leatherwood watershed are out in force trying to control the incursion. And there's even been talk about selling wild boar meat, said to have a sweet, nutty flavor. But Bob Wilson, who operates Bubba's Barbecue in Eureka Springs, says there's no way wild hog will be on his menu.
Don't eat it, you know, just what the heck. It's not worth taking a chance, you know. I would think.
Feral swine can carry up to 45 bacterial and viral diseases as well as parasites infectious to humans, pets, and livestock. Clinton Turnage, a USDA wildlife disease biologist, conducts feral swine surveillance across Arkansas.
We're seeing some swine brucellosis, some influenza A virus, some pseudorabies, some hepatitis E, and some leptospirosis.
Prevalence rates vary, but still, Turnage says, precautions must be taken.
Wearing gloves is absolutely essential, but I think the greatest risk for exposure is going to come from field dressing the animal.
Because, he says, despite the known health risks, wild pork is commonly consumed by Arkansas hunters. As for disposing of swine carcasses, Becky McPeak, University of Arkansas Extension Wildlife Specialist, suggests burial or dropping them on remote fields and forests for scavengers.
There's lots of wildlife that can take advantage of that carcass, including vultures, coyotes.
As if conditions could get any better in Carroll County for vultures and coyotes, which are also bountiful. I'm Jacqueline Froelich for Arkansas Public Media.